Are you Jewish? Are you Jewish?
You want to check my penis?
Okay.
Huh? Is that what all you right. want to do?
You know what you are?
What am I?
You're a self-loathing Jew.
Am I?
Oh, well, yes.
Where's your Judaism?
Judaism, where are you? Where are you,
Judaism? May the Lord protect and defend you. May he always shield you from shame. Strengthen them, O Lord, and keep them from the stranger's ways.
May God bless you and grant you long life.
May the Lord fulfill our Sabbath prayer for you.
So, what is your business?
I'm working at B&H.
You're working at B&H? Get the fuck out of here. Is that where you're going?
Yes.
You're going to go work at B&H? That is hilarious. I love that place. That place is insane. Doesn't the sound of that place make your brain go crazy? That zzz, that like horrible sound?
I am an IT.
IT person. IT. Interesting.
You're Jewish?
Okay, I'm Jewish, yeah. There's you. They sent me to Washington Heights, actually, for 2 weeks when I was, like, 15. Because I was bad. I wasn't that bad, but I had a great time. I mean, like, hardcore. Like, 10 kids. I lived in the room with, like, the littlest kid. They redressed me. They took, like, all my clothes and, like, threw them away. Gave me these, like, horrible long skirts. And, like, I learned some things. But it was really different. It was, like, I kept turning on the lights at Shabbat. It took me a long time to, like, understand. Did I... like really want to join the Orthodox community? No, of course not. I mean, it's so strict. Don't you think it's pretty strict?
No, I'm
really?
Used to it.
Oh, okay. So you just don't think about it.
That's it.
I mean, but didn't you ever want to wear different clothes? You never thought like I'd like to wear like an Argyle sweater or something, or like a like pink socks, something?
No, I like it.
You like the black, all black, all the time. Even in the summertime, you like it?
Yes, why not?
Because it's hot. Because it's sweaty.
I have air conditioning.
Yeah, but you're wearing, like, beaver hats and like, full, like, you're from Krakow, 1945, like, winter gear, and it's August.
So what?
I don't know. Don't you sweat? Don't you get hot?
And.
I don't know. I mean, and don't you want to take it off and put on some shorts and some flip-flops and, like, go to the beach?
No, I'm very comfortable here.
Okay. I mean, okay. Wait, you don't see my point. You never, like, once were like, enough with this hat and this... You know, I'd like to shave my beard and like...
No, I'm very comfortable.
All right, fair enough.
I understand your point also.
You must have like tons of kids. And don't they want to take it off?
No. They're very happy.
No.
They're used to it and they're happy.
Don't they watch, do they watch TV and stuff?
No.
Oh, they don't watch any TV?
No.
You just keep them in a little box. They don't know
not
any...
Not a little box, but normal.
Well, to be honest, the Hasidic community is kind of a little box. You don't really leave the box.
They don't need it. They're very happy.
Is it about being happy? Don't you just want to be like curious and explore the world, or?
No, but that doesn't make any person happy.
You don't think so?
I know so.
You know so?
Yes.
What
because
you...
I have a couple of friends that did it and they're not happy.
From who
yes.
left the community?
Yes, they're very not happy. They want to come back.
And the community's like, nah.
No, they're by the end of the game, they're going to come back.
What happens if you leave and you want to come back? Do they like make you?
No, you can come back anytime.
Anytime. Door is always open. There's no punishment, no shackles, no like town flogging or...
No.
I don't know if I believe you.
You don't have to believe me.
So how many people leave from the community? Because I have three friends actually who left yeshiva in Israel and are very happy. They're like DJs. They started this whole world.
They're just saying so.
Are you sure? Because 100%. One of them is dating this beautiful girl. He's like killing it all over the world, making tons of money, traveling, living the best life.
I promise he's not happy.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Put Can we call life. Him? His name is Zev. Let's call him
put
and see
him,
if he's happy.
Put him on a lie detector.
A lie detector?
And check it out.
I have another friend named Ronan who left, who's delighted. He's like with models in LA, like having the best going fashion parties. He's a video director.
I'm telling you a fact.
He sleeps with beautiful women all the time. You think he's not happy?
No.
How do you don't know? Have you ever slept with a beautiful woman?
Woman's not making happy.
That actually might be a good point. Especially beautiful women.
It's a fact.
So it's better to sleep with Just one woman.
That's it. That's what makes you happy.
There's no sheets, though, right?
What?
There's no sheets.
Sheets what?
I always hear this rumor about sheets in the Hasids, no?
I don't know about it.
They like to cut a hole through the sheets so you can't touch each other? You've never seen a sheet? Okay. All right.
I think somebody messed you up. I don't know who.
Messed me up?
Yes.
Why?
They told you some balonies.
Oh, maybe. Well, I went to Hebrew school for a long time. That's who told me. Okay. It's a very well-known joke. The Hasidic community uses sheets. It's even in Curb Your Enthusiasm. Larry David. You don't know Larry David? No. Come on.
No, but I'm telling you for a fact.
You don't know Larry David? The king of secular Jews?
Ooh, again?
Larry David, Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No idea who those
Come are. On. Okay, well, what famous Jews do you know? Like... That's Who's it. The most famous Jew you know? Is it a rabbi? It doesn't count if it's a rabbi. You are the most famous Jew that you know? So why are you carpooling? That's such a good... I mean, it's because you're still cheap? Come on.
I know a lot of multimillionaires, Jewish people, they don't have any black cars. They don't have anything.
Well, then what's the point of having all that money?
Charity. Helping people.
But don't they only help people in the Jewish community?
Yes.
I mean, you think that Brooklyn Jews need more help? You guys own all the real estate. I've been paying rent that's 14 times the cost for like 10 years now, as have all my friends. There's no way any Jews in your community need help. You guys are rolling in dough. You must be.
It's a fact. I have a lot of friends that I'm working with them. They don't have for show.
But what...
They can't buy anything.
They didn't get the memo of 40 years ago to buy up all of Brooklyn? They just missed the whole boat?
I guess.
I thought there was like an internal memo within the community that was like, all right, guys, it's a long con plan. We're going to buy up all the property. And in 60 years, all the white little kids are going to move back to Brooklyn.
Sweet dreams.
And we're going to wring them dry for all of their hard-earned shekels.
That's sweet dreams.
All right, fine. You're just not going to admit to anything.
It's all not right. Admit. It's a fact. It's a proven fact.
It's a proven fact. Yeah. I mean, then is only a couple Jews making all the money? Because there is someone making all the money right now.
No, a lot of Jewish people did bought real estate because they were here.
Right. How do I get more involved in the Jewish community then? Because you guys are not very welcoming to other Jews, I'm telling you. The women on the subway, on the M train, look at me like I am from Hades. Like I am like the devil.
That's not true. Because you didn't... spoke to them.
Yeah, I don't need to. They've got their judgy eyes under those little hats they all wear and the wigs. They all judge me with their eyes. I'm telling
you. That's not true.
I'm telling you. I get on the train. They've got like 14 kids, a ton of bags from Century 21.
Because they don't know you.
Oh.
You look like somebody from the street. Why should they talk to you?
Should I wear like a Jewish, like a high or something so they know I could be their friend?
No, the high is not going to make it.
It's not enough?
No.
I got to shave my head too and wear those orthopedic shoes?
I am not telling you anything about what you should do. You should do whatever you feel like.
I would like to be more included by my own religion because I feel very much left out by you guys. And I live in Brooklyn, deep Brooklyn.
That's what I understand.
Okay.
I understand your how do you call it, your pain. But... the fact is, they are welcoming Jewish people that they are like them because they know them. When you don't know somebody, you're not going to talk to them, right?
No, I talk to everybody all the time.
I understand.
I talk to you immediately. What do you mean?
I understand, but
that's because we're trapped in an Uber together. There's nowhere for you to go.
When I see you on the street, I wouldn't talk to you.
I know that.
And you wouldn't talk to me.
Well, only because we both have preconceived ideas that like I'm probably like... I don't know what the word would be. What do you call a fast lady in Yiddish? what's a loose woman in Yiddish? Is there a word? I don't know this word. There must be. Can you teach it to me? Come on. Well, and I wouldn't talk to you guys because, like, I'm telling you, you know, I really wanted to connect up with the Jewish community when I moved here, but like the Jews here are so hardcore. There's no middle ground. It's like you're in or you're out.
Because they usually in Crown Heights.
That's not true. I live in Williamsburg. They're all over the place.
I understand. But the Heimische community, it's called in Yiddish, the Imbax Jewish people, they're not talking to any lady on the street. Did you ever put a sign on you, I am Jewish?
Well, I think that we used to have to do that. That didn't go so well for us a couple, like 60 years ago.
No, back then you had to do that.
Right, so this is a choice now. So
no, they don't know. They're not going to talk to anybody on the street.
All right, fair.
And you are.
I'm just wondering why the women seem so judgy. They really look judgy to me.
They're not judgy.
Are you sure?
Not at all. All
right.
They're afraid.
What are they afraid of?
That you're going to do with their children what you're speaking to me.
I'm going
to
talk
to them.
Oh.
You're going to speak to them what you're speaking to me.
And then what will happen? Then they'll rumspringer and never come back?
Here you go. And they will be unhappy.
And they'll be unhappy. You think there's never been not one person who's left a religious cult and been happy?
1,000%.
Really?
Yes.
Never.
Never.
You're so black or white. There's
No, it's a fact.
You can't say something's a fact.
Just check it out. Just check it out.
I don't know how to
take
do
any of your friends.
But
they left the Heimish community.
Uh-huh.
Not non-Orthodox. Check it out. Just put on a lie detector on him and question him.
Where am I supposed to get a lie? This is
because people like to lie, and it they can't face the fact that they are wrong. As usual, it's a fact. Nobody likes to face fact. I am wrong. If I'm going to ask you something, you're never going to admit that you're wrong.
That's not true. I would. But I'm telling you, I have 3 friends who have left the Hasidic community who were happy.
I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you married?
No.
Okay. If you're going to find one of your friends that they're married, you're going to ask, you know that he's not happy with his wife or man. You're going to ask him, are you happy? Everything is okay? Yes.
You think that Hasidic people are more happily married?
I think so.
Could that be because women have no choices and are taught to serve their men?
No, because there's every day divorces. It's called get.
In the community?
Yes, every second day there are divorces.
So nobody's happy?
No, they are. Most of them are happy. Because if not, they would get divorced.
So your argument is not that everyone's happy, it's that there's a higher percentage of happiness within your community.
It's 70-30.
70-30 as opposed to 50-50. So if I join the Hasids, I've got a 20% chance of having a happy
marriage.
No,
it depends on you.
Good point. Well, that's not going to happen to me because I don't want to get married. But
Why not?
Because it's just like the Hasidic community. It looks like it's full of rules and full of sadness.
Nothing is sadness. It's happiness.
But if you don't have any experience outside of that, how could you know? You only have one perspective, and you've only ever had one perspective.
Again, I'm going to explain you, because there is no such a thing. A guy should be able to do anything and everything without any guidelines. He should be happy, because there is no end.
That might be true, actually.
And if there is no end, you can't be happy.
Fair. You know what? You probably are right.
And if you are going to Google it, you're going to see it.
What am I Googling again?
You're gonna
percentage of happy Hasids?
No. You're gonna Google if somebody doesn't have any guidelines, if he can be happy or not. That's what you're gonna Google. And you're gonna find out that no.
It's a fact.
It's a proven fact.
Well, fuck. Well, now what? So I'm doomed to unhappiness if I don't join up, if I don't join rank?
You don't have to join the Jewish community. If you're Jewish, unfortunately, you can't be.
Not in the community.
And you are Jewish. Wherever you are gonna do, you're gonna be Jewish.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Oh man, really?
If your mother was Jewish,
she was a big time Jew.
Okay, so
daddy too.
So if she was Jewish, you are Jewish. Even if you can do whatever you feel like, you are Jewish.
All right, fine. I still can't believe you don't know who Larry David is. That's very weird to me. Do you guys watch movies?
No.
Watch television ever?
No.
Do you read
magazines?
Do you look at the internet?
I look at the internet, sure I do.
Never heard of Seinfeld?
I'm never Googling it. I'm never looking for that.
Seinfeld's never come up.
I'm looking for business.
Of course you are.
That's it.
What is your business? How do you keep your hair curly? I've been trying to keep my hair that curly for my whole life. How do you curl it? I'm serious, because my hair is curly, but it doesn't look like that. I like your payoff is much nicer than mine. Can you give me some nice tips to how to keep my hair curly?
Just
with your finger?
Yes.
That's it. No oil?
No.
No gel?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You don't have a curling iron?
No.
I don't believe you guys. Just curl. My hair doesn't curl like that. It's an extra curl. It's like a fancy curl.
Because you never did it.
Is that it? That's it. do I get invited to Shabbat now or what? What happens? Or do you have a nice man to fix me up with? Is it can be like a Fiddler on the Roof? Come on. You've seen Fiddler on the Roof.
Nope.
Come on. You're lying to me. Have you heard of Fiddler on the Roof? It is a musical about Orthodox Jews trying to overcome sadness right before the war.
We don't have to overcome sadness.
So you don't even have to watch musicals?
We have our own...
You have your own musicals? Yes. I wouldn't even know how to find a Hasidic musical. Where is there like a website? You must have like a download place or like a TV place to watch your own community stuff.
No, we are buying tapes and CDs.
You're buying tapes and CDs?
Yes.
You're the people keeping all those CD places afloat?
Here you go.
It's just the Hasidic... I'm always wondering who's buying these archaic, like, technology. It's just the Hasidics? That's awesome. You can't buy, like, all of them. You couldn't buy, like, Debbie Does Dallas or, like, one of the like, older ones. Do you know what that is? You're lying to me.
No.
You've never heard of that? How do you make sure that all of the content is filtered? Like, how do you make sure the movies and stuff are, like, PG and, you know,
We have filters.
Who filters them?
There's a couple of filters, companies. They're filtering.
So they're filtering for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an entire syndicate based around making sure no one gets to see life outside of the Jewish perspective.
Not outside the Jewish perspective. It's not appropriate pictures or appropriate
right.
stuff.
No nipples, got it. No one has affairs, nobody like...
Nobody? I don't know. I'm not a nobody and everybody's...
There's got to be some juicy stuff that happens in the community. Come on.
Everything's possible. I don't know.
You should have been a politician. I'm telling you. You're really good. Yeah. I'm open for Passover, just to let you know. I guess I don't get an invite now, huh?
Sure, right away.
I don't believe you at all.
But I can smell you're not happy.
You can smell that yes. I'm not happy?
Here you go.
How do you smell that? What's it smell like? Desperation and fear? I'm serious. What does that smell like?
Too many questions regarding coming back.
It's my joy to just learn about people. I have no interest in going back.
What's your job?
I interview people. I have a radio show.
So you're tipping me up?
Thank you so much for your time. I had the best time. This is wonderful. So what? It's called You're Welcome. Everyone, Zoe here. I've been thinking a lot about my culture and the religion in which I was raised. I know in the past that I have been incredibly harsh and had a lot of criticisms about Judaism as a whole. And I guess I've been doing a lot of soul searching about why it's brought me to the conclusion that I need to sort of make amends to the resentment I've had growing up with it sort of as a monkey on my shoulder, because I need to find a way to separate that from the incredible tradition and beauty and history of the culture from whence I came. I love my culture and I love my history, and I am so grateful that my grandparents came to this country and worked their asses off to give me the life that I have that is so full of freedom and so full of choice. I'm so, so grateful. Anyway, on a lighter note, put my name into the little discount checkout box at adamandeve.com and get 10 free gifts on their web store. As always, you can follow me at Dr. Z Nightingale on Instagram, on my Twitter, which is at genuinelyfalse. You can check out me doing live Periscope videos there. You can go to my website, www.zoenightingale.com, for all my videos and my radio shows. I've got a newly relaunched YouTube channel where I'll be posting new videos. I'm going to spend some time really, really exploring that side of my past, and I guess we're going to do it together. And so until we meet again, sending you so much love from rainy New York City. Yeah.